This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9, your inside guide to the music industry. Now, Steph, we love supporting local music here on Joy. This guy has been touring all over the country and the world this year, been a massive tour.
Yeah.
Mr. Dean Ray, welcome to the Joy Studios tonight.
Hello, I feel joyful.
Good, that's what
of
you should feel.
You do. Yeah, of course. Let's take us back to when you first started music, because your parents were both musos. So there's no question you're going to be a muso when you grow up.
Well, I always wanted to be other stuff when I was a kid, you know. I think for a little bit there I wanted to be an astronaut and then all sorts of other stuff, you know. But I was 12 and I went, oh, it was the music. I'll just do that. Why don't I just do that? You know, I've been doing that so long.
Was there pressure from parents and stuff to do it?
Or? No, my parents have just wanted my brother and I to be happy. That's it. They don't really care whether, you know, I could be cleaning toilets, I could be, which I did for a long time, you could be cleaning, you know, cleaning jobs, labouring jobs, whatever, you know, as long as you're happy, you know, when you sleep at night, that's all they're really worried about. So there's always a freedom to just, I guess they taught us to be passionate about what we do, you know.
That's important.
That's sort of the main thing they encouraged was to be passionate and hard work.
Mm-hmm. When did you realise that you could write songs? And was it like a sort of a gradual process, or was it?
It's, I think I wrote poems. I started writing poems and stuff when I was probably 8.
Yeah.
Started piecing, just playing with words, really, I guess. And then I started playing guitar when I was 13, and I started to write songs, but I didn't sing, you know, and I just didn't enjoy it. And even to this day, I still prefer guitar than singing. I'm not, you know, I don't sing at home as a pastime. I just play, you know.
Play guitar instead.
Yeah, and then the songs. So the reason I started singing was because I had to
get an outlet,
to tell the story that I'd been writing. I had to sing, and that's sort of the only reason why I started. And I'm glad
it's rather you than somebody else. Than
yeah, well, that's the thing. But I was writing these songs from, you know, somewhere personal. You know, I didn't want someone else singing about
exactly
it.
Exactly right.
And you moved to Melbourne to pursue music. Is it because, you know, you're from the Gold Coast, from small town, and then you decided, you know what, I want to pursue this. I'm going to move somewhere where it's faster, where it's, you know, a bit more happening with music.
It was, I don't know, I wanted to be somewhere cold was one of the reasons.
Melbourne, 4 seasons in one day.
Yeah, man. So, like, that was, I was grew up in Queensland, in like 8 hours inland from Brisbane. It was just hot, a lot
all the time.
You know?
Yeah,
and but yeah, I guess I wanted to move here. So Melbourne, I thought, I got told that people said, "Man, you'd like Melbourne." I was like, okay. So I actually hadn't been here. I just drove down, got here, and tried it out. I mean, I've been here like 4 years now, five
Loved
years.
It.
So, well, no, not initially. It was horrible for the first couple of years to try and, you know, finding your feet in Melbourne when you don't know anyone, or in any city really, when you got no idea where to go, or it's not a great process. But Melbourne and I have had our ups and downs, but mostly ups these days, which is good.
So, and you began busking and getting music out there and working with other musicians and stuff?
Yeah. It's a fun place to live, and there's always something to do if you know where to go.
Did you meet lots of interesting people along the road while you were busking? Lots of
man,
musicians?
I'm always
the Lord
still meet
past.
Interesting people.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, like I went for a trip recently to England, and I met this guy over there who writes music all day, and he just that's all he does. He's got a house by the beach. He does copious amounts of illegal drugs, and he writes music. And I'm like, what's up with this guy? Like, interesting people like that, you know, and that's just his life, man, and that's what he does. I do what I do, and there's so many people you meet that are so intriguing, man. They got their own things going on.
I guess for the artist, exposure is really important. So X Factor last year, Nat Bass was your mentor, fantastic mentor, great performances on the show. What does she teach you about the music industry going through that whole bubble of X Factor?
It's a very tiring sort of thing. Natty and I, we helped each other through some heavy personal stuff. So, like, she had a close friend die.
Her manager?
Yeah, her manager. Mark. Well, she was on the show, and yeah. I remember she collapsed in my arms backstage behind the screen just after the show had finished, and I collapsed in her arms in the last week. Like, she spoon-fed me rice in the last week of the show. Like,
yeah.
It was just this connection we had since then, you know. She was there for me when I couldn't think anymore, and vice versa. So she's a good friend. She's like my big sister. Mm. So we don't fight much.
She's great, Nat. I've met her a few times. She's fantastic. We're very passionate about music, and her husband's a musician.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Cam's a total champion. One of the best drummers you'll hear, too. Like, he's a real solid musician. It's incredible.
Let's play one of your songs, Dan. This is a new single called I.O.U. Tell us about this track and how you came to write this track.
I went round to an ex-girlfriend's house to drop off some shoes that I found in storage. This is only recent. This year it happened.
Okay.
And I dropped them off, and I went to leave, and she said, "Please don't go." I said, "Sorry." She said, "Oh, I've made a big mistake." I said, "Dude, it's been like 2 years."
Yeah. What?
Wow.
You should probably move on, I think, now.
Yeah.
She's like, "No, but we really should just work it out." I'm like, "Okay, I'm going to go now." I'll probably go now. She said, "I can't believe you're doing this to me." And I said, "Dude, I kind of owed you a heartache anyway. You need to move on."
Yeah.
And I walked out and I was like, "Dude, that is a great song title." So I went home and I cracked a bottle of Jack Daniels and I wrote it.
Fantastic. Mr. Dean Ray is our special guest in studio tonight. More with Dean next. This is the new single, "I Owe You a Heartache." This is Dean Ray. You enjoy. Dean Ray, "I Owe You a Heartache" on Joy 94.9. Sound Museum, your inside guide to the music industry. With myself, Leo, and Steph tonight. Dean Ray is in studio tonight.
I'm Stephanie.
We had this thing before, and you said you introduced yourself as Stephanie. Is that what you said?
I did today. I was bored in my own head, and I met this this old lady, and she's like, "Hi, I'm Wendy." And I went, "Hello, I'm Stephanie." Okay, and it was just this thing of like, my mind is very active and fast. So if my life slows up a little bit, which it did, because I went to a children's birthday party, so my brain just started ticking. It was actually really good.
It was good. For the February, bit of party pies.
It was, there was a rabbit.
That's
it was a pet rabbit that was given as a gift, and a friend of mine may or may not have dropped the rabbit. You know, not naming any names, but the rabbit was dropped.
We have to say, we are actually live on Periscope. So if you're following Sound Museum on Twitter or Joy, you just click on the link. You can watch us live in the studio via Periscope right now. So all your fans out there, listen to us, watch us live in the studio.
Gosh, we better stop picking our nose,
Dean,
eh?
We have to say, back in July.
I'll stop picking yours, you stop picking mine, all right?
Dean, back in July, there was a report in the paper about your home was broken into and some guitars were stolen.
Dogs.
What's happened with that? Have any guitars been recovered or what's happened?
Well, no, since those guitars were stolen, they've been sold for drug money, I would imagine. That's all that's happened, I think. I'm glad they went to somebody's use, I guess. But look, the day that happened, I got home and, I was pretty shocked. I was quite gutted, actually. A lot of guitars were gone that were really sentimental to me. They didn't take the ones that were really expensive, which is annoying because I'd rather them take those and keep, you know, leave the ones that meant the most.
Exactly.
Mm.
But, yeah, man, a friend of mine, his best mate died of cancer that night.
Oh.
So, and we'd been in touch and I said, "Let me know how it goes." You know, he was my age. I was like, they're just guitars.
Yeah.
They're just guitars. Who really
priorities?
Yeah. I mean, it sucks, but it's a piece of wood.
Yeah, exactly.
With,
exactly.
With paint and strings, just let it go.
Exactly.
This year has been huge. You have done touring all over the country. You've done gigs. You've done the live slog.
The pub circuit, man.
Yeah.
We hit the pub
Which
circuit.
Which is great, man. Get, then meet your fans and do it live and going to New Zealand, you're going to the States, the UK, Canada. What's been your reaction like overseas?
Really good, actually. Yeah, really, really good. I've quite enjoyed those crowds over there.
Because there's no pre-expectations. They didn't get the show, so it's all just you as an artist.
Yeah. So I've been over there. I went and supported a band called The Jam, and they're like a real, I don't know, 80s punk mod rock sort of thing, and their crowds are tough. You know, they're a real cool mod rock crowd, and they're very like, who's this guy from Australia who's singing on the night that England and Australia are playing the rugby?
Oh, right.
So I'm getting judged pretty hardcore, but I usually would get them on the second or third song, and then they were in, like Flynn,
Good.
Which is great, because that means, like, they're the hardest crowd to get, so if I can get those guys, hopefully we might get some attention from other people.
Exactly.
Overseas, which would be cool.
You've got gigs in WA this weekend.
Wow.
Friday and Saturday.
I know.
WA.
I'm going to Wah.
Yes.
You've been there before, yeah?
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's always really hot.
Fantastic.
It's really hot.
And you're doing a gig at the Cherry Bar, ACDC Lane, next Wednesday, the 11th of November, 8 p.m, with their live band.
Yes.
In Melbourne, in your hometown.
Yes.
What can we expect? Obviously, the new single, obviously, and some new tracks, perhaps?
Well,
bit of covers.
Cherry Bar, look, thing is, right, I love IOU, don't get me wrong. Depends on the night. I would not play a song like IOU at Cherry Bar. Like, those who know Cherry Bar know it's very much an electric guitar venue. Mm-hmm. You turn it up,
yep.
You drink like a fish, and you play your heart out. So that's what I'll probably do at Cherry
Fantastic.
Bar. There'll be a lot of original music, really cool guitar riff orientated stuff, some old cover stuff. Like, just mm-hmm. It'll be just mainly just a riot of a jam and a good night, you know.
That's good.
I've always wanted to play at Cherry Bar since I moved here. It was one of the first bars I went to. I was like, I have to play here one day.
And then you're finally doing it. It's like you've got to. Do you find that you have to mold yourself to what crowd you're playing to? So you play differently overseas than you would play here? Or does it really, do you just feed off what the crowd wants and you're like, do you plan a set and you're like, nah, I won't play that song because it's
sometimes
not-
I plan a set, sometimes I don't.
Okay.
Cherry Bar probably won't, there won't be a set. We'll just
play
get up
by,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, yep. And just play, you know, and if we get on a good vibe, if I play a solo and it happens to be a good vibe, well then we'll just keep going with that vibe.
Mm.
It'll be exactly what it is. It'll be Cherry Bar, me playing at Cherry Bar.
Like, fantastic.
Yeah, it'd be very rock and roll.
Dick, stick around. We've got some ads to play. We'll come back and do some fan questions, I think.
Yes. Got them on here.
I love ads. Listen to them.
More with Dean Ray next on Joy. Joy 94.9, your inside guide to the music industry, Sound Museum with myself, Leo, and Stephanie, and our special guest in studio, Mr. Dean Ray.
Hello.
Now, Dean, you've got some really good fans, I have to say.
They've been
tweeting us like crazy all day.
They love to tweet. With the Twitter, with the tweeters.
Tweet,
Instagram and Facebook.
Yes.
Your fans are very loyal, which is great for an artist. Loving that. Loving
They're
the fans.
They're insane. They're pretty vicious too, man. You don't want to, if you
cross them.
If you hate on me on my page, they will crucify and burn you.
Oh.
And I love seeing that happen. I mean, the hate doesn't bother me. Hate on me if you want. If you will,
it happens. It happens all, like, everywhere, all the time to every people. You have, you know, yes and no's, you know, whatever.
Yeah. It doesn't really matter. It's sort of, it's actually quite amusing to watch and to read the hate stuff. Sometimes I do that. Now, that's an activity that I do now that's different to before success, is sometimes now I will have a few drinks with some friends of mine, and at some stage we'll end up reading hate comments about me on YouTube. And this is brilliant.
Exactly. Well,
a few fan questions, Steph.
A few fan questions. One is from Kevin Ella at Kevin Ella 3. It's a question to you, and you're going to answer pretty quickly, okay? This is the thing. I'm going to read you a couple, and you've just got a couple of seconds to answer.
Okay.
So you're on the spot now. I wish I had like a game
All right,
show
let's
thing.
Go. Let's do it.
Now, what is your most favourite fan experience and why?
It's probably, the censoring on this show probably won't allow me to tell you that story.
Yes, we need to keep it clean because we're in a
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like this story ain't for radio, man.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Moving on.
It was a good night.
Oh, sorry. Thank you for that question, though. Another one. What can we? Another one was with Riding Hood. Okay. What are you most looking forward to in 2016?
More music, man. Really, that's pretty much it. I just want to get some of this new music I've been working on out there. That's it.
So what can the fans expect from, I guess, the upcoming album? Or EP, or whatever.
Nice music.
Some new D-Ray tracks.
I might even just call the album Nice.
Nice music.
Or not Nice.
Nice and
it'd
joyful.
Be like Nice.
And the experiences never end, isn't that right? You've always got something to write about, yeah?
There's always, something will always pop into your head, you know? I mean,
what's the most random place that something's popped into your head?
Arguments. Heated arguments.
So you're like, excuse me, can you just hold that thought? Let me just write
random. I used to drink a lot a few years back, and yeah, I'd wind up in some strange places, and you just feel inspired to write about something that's you saw.
And you wouldn't forget during the. You wouldn't forget about the conversation because
no, because it's happened to me before. At the time, you write the song then and there,
yep.
And you record it so you don't forget it, and. Yeah, it's happened to me a few times where I've written songs that I've been like, that's kind of cool, and then totally forget about it. And I've got the lyrics there, but I can't remember how it went, and it's sad.
Nidia wants to know, what are you enjoying about life at the moment, right now?
Right now?
At the moment.
At this present moment, I am warm, I'm dry, I'm clothed.
Burgers.
I'll probably have a burger later.
That sounds good. Actually,
just the simple things in life, mate, that a lot of people take them for granted. But if you got a warm place to sleep, you're doing pretty good.
Steph's on a diet at the moment. She's on a fasting diet. She's starving tonight.
Really?
Thanks for letting everyone know. We're going to the Arias, okay?
And
I'm feeling
like,
a bit nervous.
Go to the burger joint for me. I'm like, I shouldn't go to the burger place.
I went last
you
night.
You will go there.
I went last night and I had this burger with salami, bocconcini, meat, and some other stuff. I can't even remember because the salami was just amazing. But you at this place, you can get burgers with party pies in them.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
It's pretty cool. It's another level.
Are you going to Arias this year?
Apparently.
We're going to be there.
Oh, sweet.
Yes, yeah, so we're on the carpet.
We shall party.
Yeah, we're on the carpet and we'll...
We probably won't party there.
We'll probably let loose.
No, not there.
We'll wait till the end of the night.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? We'll just go to the after party with burgers.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Be like, you
my
know what?
My God. Yeah. You and your burgers.
I know,
I'm going to get two massive buns and just put you in a burger. It'll be a little Steffi burger.
Dean Ray, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Guys, thanks for having me.
So much fun. And, of course, you can get Dean's music on iTunes,
mm-hmm.
Support Aussie Music. He's playing at the Cherry Bar in ACDC Lane next Wednesday.
Yes.
Of November.
Come down. Apparently, there's tickets are kind of close to being done. So
they're getting quick.
Yeah, get it. Just go and do it. And if it sells out, storm the venue. You're fine. Yeah. Let's make the paper.
You're doing a gig in Sydney for Australian Music Week. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
That is right.
So more information at deanray.com. You can check him out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Now, we've got a song, a bit of a special treat for fans.
Yeah.
An unreleased track that your management have given to us and said that we have permission to play it tonight.
Which one is it?
It is called Me and You.
Yes. It's cool. Right. There's a guy called Jake Bug in England, and he sings some really cool stuff. I did a cover of this song because I really like it. There's actually, we did put a little video out. We snuck it out. It's on YouTube. You can find it. It's just me walking around Fitzroy with my guitar early in the morning.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Unreleased Dean Ray, probably from the new album, type of vibe?
No, I was just bored.
Just a song.
I just really liked the song, and I thought it, I can... help it be heard by some people.
No ripping this because it's going to be a bit of a surprise in the middle of it. So we can't get it. Anyway, that's okay. Mr. Dean Ray, thank you so much for coming in tonight. And this is Unreleased Dean Ray, Me and You, First Time Anywhere. You're on Joy.
Yeah, man.
And Leo.
Joy 94.9.
No, they won't catch me and you. They won't catch me and you. No, they won't catch me and you.
Joy 94.9 Sound Museum, the inside guide to the music industry. With myself, Leo, and Steph tonight. Great having Dean Ray in studio.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Heaps of fun. What a nice guy.
Lovely
really
guy.
Really nice guy. And
great music.
We ran out of time with the fan questions, but thank you so much for all your questions tonight,
Thanks, guys.
Pretty much, there's going to be an album next year, probably, full of original material.
The way he's going, there's going to be an album every year.
Yeah.
It's really good, especially that he keeps writing, he's keeping at it. It's the joy of being a musician, isn't it?
Exactly right.
Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.